who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right. Call it a little bit of guilt complex. Call it being a little too fired up after a holiday weekend. The guilt complex coming in, not recording much last week, trying to make it up for it this week. So, hey, here we go. It's a double dose. It's a two for Tuesday. The Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, welcome back. Millions listening in worldwide, and I want to share this message with you, the second message of today, but I want to share it with you right now. Say yes. Figure it out later, man. Just say yes right now. Figure it out later. I'm thinking back 3 years ago this week. Our daughter had just been home from the hospital for not even 2 months, really, on a ventilator. I mean, a lot of this was all brand new. She's hooked up to all these different tubes and things like that. And I was supposed to speak in LA the first part of June, like June 1st, 2nd, somewhere in there. And that was tricky enough to leave my wife and daughter for the very first time. I mean, to care for our daughter, holy cow, it's literally like 24-hour care. But my wife said, go ahead, go speak. That's how we earn income, you know, got to still feed the family. And I think that's important to understand. You know, we're not a slave to money, but we're not, you know, we're not idiots, okay? You still got to pay the bills. The mortgage company doesn't care if your kid's on a ventilator. Mortgage company wants your money. So you got to kind of walk that delicate line between, you know, what's important and what can we live without, and where does money fall into all of this? And then I got a second invite to go that this, so I was speaking, it was a, I want to make sure I get this story straight because it's kind of important how the timeline worked out. I was supposed to speak in LA on a Saturday. That's what it was, a Saturday. So I was going to fly out Friday later in the day and just spend one day in LA, speak and come back. And kind of the highlight of that trip for me was also to meet Robert Kiyosaki. He was speaking at that event, same one I was speaking at. So just imagine that for a second. How silly is this? The book that changed my life and got me thinking about even becoming an entrepreneur and never working for a dollar again and having money work for me was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then 12 years, 13 years later, I get to share the stage with the guy that wrote the book. I think that is just ridiculous how that happens, man. When you stay in the game, I didn't plan this out. It's just when you stay in the game, great things happen for you. When you quit the game, you become like everybody else. You go back to Averageville, you settle, and you tell everybody what could have been. Nobody wants to hear about the fish that got away, all right? Everybody wants to hear about the one and see the photo of the one you caught. And that fish represents your dream, okay? So these speaking gigs and meeting these, you know, the Bob Proctors, the Les Browns, the Mark Victor Hansons, the Robert Kiyosakis, all these individuals, that's the fish for me. That's the dream, you know, as well as spending time and being there for my kids and all that good stuff. So anyway, prior to the LA event, the same week, so it's Monday of that week, I'm flying out Friday. I'm kind of like, oh, geez, I got to go to LA. And I get a call to go to Vancouver, British Columbia, all right? Late, last minute. I was filling in for another speaker that couldn't make it. And the event, I don't know, there's probably 300-400 people there. And I'd never met the promoter. I've never been to Vancouver, British Columbia in my life. P.S., it is amazing. It is so beautiful. And if you're listening to this show and you were at that event, it was great meeting you. I got invited back the next year as well to speak, but it was incredible. I mean, look, there's a few cities that kind of take my breath away when I fly in and look out the window. Vancouver, B.C. was one of them. So I'm like, Vancouver? How am I going to get to Vancouver? I'm supposed to speak Thursday. Oh, by the way, I was speaking at the Santa Monica Rotary Club Friday in between. That's right. I forgot about that. So I was actually speaking at the Santa. So I wasn't flying in. I must have been flying in very early Friday. So anyway, I took the invite to speak at the Santa Monica Rotary Club before I spoke at LA, the event on Saturday. So Thursday, I'm supposed to be in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I got a kid that just got home. This is crazy, man. So rather than say I can't do it, which I used to do that to myself, and it really, I figured out, here's one thing. Say yes, and then just figure out a way to make it happen. Just raise your hand, say, yep, I'll be there, I can do it. And then make it happen. And there's a lot of ways to make it happen. So the first thing I did, I got on the phone with Delta, who I booked my flight to LA with. And I asked if there's a way to just book a multi-city flight that has me leaving Cincinnati, getting into Vancouver late Wednesday night. Now, keep in mind, this is the day before. This is actually Tuesday. And oh, this doesn't matter, but it really does matter. I was taking my daughter to a concert in Cincinnati Tuesday night, knowing I wasn't going to get hardly any sleep that night. Also, I mean, look, I'm a guy that's in bed at 9:30. Okay, I'm up early, but I'm in bed early. I was going to New Kids on the Block, Nelly, and TLC concert down at US Bank Arena downtown Cincinnati. And I was taking my daughter there, and she didn't know any of the music, but she kind of liked it a little bit. So it was actually a great concert, but I was up late, and I had to fly out Wednesday late to Vancouver. So anyway, Delta says, yeah, we can reroute you. You actually got to the irony of it is you got to go through L.A. to get to Vancouver and then fly from Vancouver back to L.A. for your return trip and then L.A. to Cincinnati. Like, whatever all of that means, do it. So the price of the ticket, because I had booked a first-class ticket, is like $1,700. It was about $800 more than I originally was spending. But let's just do it. Because you know what happens? You meet people at live events, and you make relationships that are going to help your business, as long as it doesn't interrupt the flow of your family. And I got permission from my wife, and it was very important that we came to peace on this agreement, because I did not want to go and feel like I was leaving my wife. She said, we'll make it happen. Don't worry. We'll figure it all out. And we did. We figured it out. And we had people came, brought the kids to school, picked them up, all of that good stuff, so my wife could still care for Susan. Everything worked out splendidly. I flew in. I got into Vancouver. By the way, just to give you an idea, I flew Cincinnati to LA direct, waited till about, I don't even know, 8 o'clock Pacific time for my flight to go. I took WestJet to Vancouver. That's about a three-hour flight, roughly. I got in about midnight, no kidding, Vancouver time, which is 3 in the morning Eastern time, which is what my body was used to. Had to get up at 7 a.m. the next day. I was the very first speaker at the event, which kicked off around 9. Amazing time. Amazing. The promoter, Colin Sprague, I loved meeting him. He's become a friend of mine now. I met so many people who actually bought my podcasting program in Vancouver. They became coaching clients of mine. We stay in touch. I view everybody that buys my programs as actual friends. And then what happened was Colin calls a limo to take me from the Vancouver event to the Vancouver airport. This was after I spoke, because I had to catch my flight around noon Pacific time. Flew back to LA. It was a beautiful flight. Got into LA Friday, like, I don't know, maybe noon. No, it wouldn't have been noon. It would have been like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Chilled for the rest of the night. Feet up, waiting to speak the next day. It was an amazing event. Like I said, I met Robert Kiyosaki the next day, shared the stage with him. All of that because I got that call last minute, 2 days before I was supposed to fly to Vancouver. Could have completely interrupted. There was so many reasons why I could have and should have said no. But when you say yes and then just figure it out, you start to use muscles in your mind and you start to enable these things like, hey, I got to problem solve this and I got to find a solution. You become a solution creator. You start creating solutions. All I had to do was put in my mind and get out. Like I said in a previous show, negativity and positivity cannot exist in the same mind. Just get that out of my head that I can't go and figure out all the ways that I can make this happen. Multi-city, Delta, first class, LA. I had to actually go through the same city that I was originally destined to go to, LA, just to get to another city 3 hours away on a plane. Let me tell you, I got to Vancouver. It was midnight Pacific. I was dog tired. I mean, I felt just like I'd gone 15 rounds with Mike Tyson. I was so jet lagged, so tired, and I'm so grateful. So grateful that I learned that valuable lesson from a mentor many years ago. Say yes. I think Richard Branson's got a great quote on this. Google that. Richard Branson quote. Say yes. And then figure out ways to make it happen. Because when you say no, that's the easy way out. That's what everybody else does. No, I can't do it. Meh. Especially when it involves what you really love to do. For me, it's just me. Okay, this is your. It's my story. So whatever this, plug your dream in. For me, it's speaking. So whatever that represents to you, just say yes. Stop saying no to opportunity. Stop using the two reasons that everybody uses. That this does not make you unique. When you say, I don't have the time or I don't have the money, that doesn't make you unique. That makes you the same as everybody else. Just simply say this, it's not a priority. Replace I don't have time and I don't have money with it's just not a priority to me right now. That way, at least you're being honest with yourself and you're being honest with anybody else that's listening. And boy, when you hear those words, you're going to say, well, that's not true. Because that's what I would say, you know, to try to shape myself, shake myself rather out of this. Think about that story I just shared with you. Okay. By the way, the most amazing 3 days of my life, just going from Vancouver, flying back to LA, speaking at the Santa Monica Rotary Club, meeting a lot of great people there. A couple of them bought my podcasting course, by the way, and then going to speak at the live event the following day and then flying back. I mean, I still look, that was 3 years ago this week, and I remember it like it would just happened yesterday. That's what I talk about all the time, making memories. Just that's what makes you unique, the fact that you're willing to make a memory and you're not using the same old tired excuse that everybody else uses. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Because if I couldn't make this happen, this trip to Vancouver and then all the other craziness, then I would have just said, you know what? Speaking isn't a priority to me. And that would have been a lie. That just would have been a flat out lie. But at least I would have said it and been a lot more honest in saying, I don't have the money to upgrade to a $1,700 plane ticket from whatever it was, $800, $900. I don't have the time, even though, I mean, look, if I had any excuse and if anybody would have forgiven me, it would have been that time in my life when I had a baby at home on a ventilator. But my wife gave me the blessing to go and made it happen, you know? So the whole point of this show today, start saying yes more often. Just say yes. Don't worry. Don't look, Mark Twain, I'm going to say to my kids, oh my God, do my kids hate this saying? I say this to my kids, Dad, I don't know what I should. Hey, Mark Twain said, I've known a great many worries in my life, most of which have never happened. My kids are like, oh, they can recite it backwards, that phrase, because it's so true. I've known a great many worries in my life, most of which have never happened. I mean, don't sit there and worry about something that's probably not going to come to fruition. How awesome will it be from now on for you to start saying yes more often and then figure out a way and watch God go to work in your life and make that happen? And you will create memories that you'll be talking about on your own channel. That's the beauty of it all, man. So get after it, say yes, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.